What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. You are in loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Shout out to Mokarem Injury Lawyers who are helping us with our live video stream. And if you've been looking at that, you might have seen our guy so B. Good. Scott, who has made it in.
Is B. Scott here yet?
He is here, and he is messing up some wings right now. I tell you that, man. He is enjoying that.
You ever, just real quick, you ever see those cameras that become viral of like an eagle's nest?
Oh, yes.
And there's like an eagle feeding her babies and stuff. We need to just have the B. Scott cam eaten.
Well, that's what we just had.
He's right in it.
And the problem is now, he knows. Those cameras are all great because what you are trying to watch in that moment does not realize that it is being watched. And that was the beauty of that break there. Let's do a little bit of a – I feel like I got a little bit of a special thing happening for you. I said that we was going to talk a little Luka. I don't want to do that right now. Right now, joining us is from Yahoo Sports – my homeboy and a person that you will enjoy quite a bit. In fact, you should probably listen to, what is it, Football 301, correct?
Football 301.
Football,
yeah.
301. His name is Charles McDonald. Charles, what's happening, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
So I need you to sit down in this exclusive furniture hot seat. Okay.
Oh, this is the most comfy thing I've sat in all.
See? It's like that's here. That's what we're trying to see. I figure if we do this, we can have you. You're going to come back every day. You don't want to talk to us. You know what I'm saying? So, Charles, it's my guy, John Lopez.
Nice to meet you.
You're in the loop. And I want to start here. I mean, you cover the league at large. You're paying attention to all of this. And I think one thing that you – was kind of a thing for all the football nerds mm-hmm. who's watching this Bobby Slowick offense this past year and seeing the issues with it. I know that you end up kind of getting into the trenches somewhat.
Yeah.
First and foremost, like, we've all been looking at the offensive line with this. Like, what was just your take on watching this Bobby Slowick offense, particularly in the trenches this past year?
I think when you have a drop-off like that, it's always hard to kind of divvy out, like, who the blame is supposed to go to mm-hmm. when you're just looking at all of it. Because coming to the year, I think it was fair to expect for that unit to be pretty good because they performed well last year. So I thought that it was jarring just to see how poorly they fell off. But, you know, you look at Laremy Tunsil didn't have his best year. Tyus Howard was hurt a lot. Maybe that went into it. But even then, you know, you're missing the, like, basic protection stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. You can't pick up, like, simple twists between tackles and ends. And that's, like, you know, I played Division III football. You know, we knew how to do stuff like that. And you're in the NFL level, and you can't figure it out. So when you're messing up at that level, and I guess you hear C.J. Stroud might have some problems with Slowick. It just seemed like maybe it was too toxic and you had to end. But I do find it a little darkly funny that someone can get an interview for a head coaching job and like 2 weeks later they're fired. You know, it's just the nature of the business.
Well, and what you're talking about is something that Reggie and I have been talking about a lot. A lot of that seemed to have been schematic, whether there were issues or not with Bobby Slowick. You know, like his system didn't fit those big fellas up front. And
right.
I say big because a lot of them were bigger guys that weren't necessarily second-level guys mm-hmm. and all that. So can the scheme change with an offensive coordinator, you know, fix that, so to speak? Just a different look from the OC.
Yeah, I think you can. And I think you've even seen guys where, like Kyle Shanahan himself, like if you're looking at descendants from this tree, where I remember when Kyle first got to San Francisco, one of the first draft picks he made was Joshua Garnett, the guard from Stanford, mm-hmm. who's like, you know, this 6'3", 330-pound power guard, and you put him in an outside zone system. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. And I think maybe that's probably some of the problems that they're having here this year. Cause even when you look at like what Joe Mixon's good at, I think he's kind of a back that doesn't have too many flaws in his game. But even like the gap stuff that he's excelled at back in Cincinnati, he can do the outside zone stuff. But if the offensive line can't do it, he can do some of the other stuff. So I think even that, having him is a good piece to have as you move forward and try to figure out what's next. But, you know, me and my buddy Nate Tice, who I do Football 301 with, we talk a lot about the importance of offensive line coaches. And you've seen guys like Jeff Stoutland become one of the highest paid coaches in the entire league.
Yeah.
We've seen Frank what's his name? Hank Fraley with the Lions get a promotion to run game coordinator just so they don't lose him to another team.
Right, right.
So you know how important these guys are. So if you feel like your offensive line coach isn't getting it done, and I think you can see from the results that there was some disconnect based on what they were doing Monday through Friday and what happens on Sunday, it was probably time to make a change there. I still think that you have enough pieces up front where you can realize it and make that quick turnaround. Because I think – even watching, you know, my crappy team, the Falcons.
I wasn't going to bring it up. But,
you know,
my crappy team.
One of the reasons why, like, going into 2023 that I was still kind of high on Arthur Smith before he got fired was because I knew they had a good offensive line. You know, the reason why the Marcus Mariota offense was functional was because they could block. And then in 2023, it all fell apart. They couldn't block a soul. You have one of the worst offenses in the league. Bijan Robinson couldn't get anything going.
No.
2024, they're right back to life, and you got to see at least.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, for 10 games, that you could run a functional offense even with someone as limited as Kirk Cousins. So the offensive line, it's like a football cliche, but it really is the most important piece that you can put together outside the quarterback, I think.
We're talking to Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports here. He's sitting in the exclusive furniture hot seat.
That's right. Might fall asleep over here.
Hey, well, don't do that. Not yet. Maybe in the break. We got you. Just hold on a little bit. But, I mean, C.J. Stroud is clearly one of the young, incredible quarterbacks in this league. And, you know, we're in the middle of an offensive coordinator search, so it feels like that needs to be central to this. Is there a particular scheme that you feel like best serves what C.J. Stroud does? Or does it feel like, hey, you can drop him into most anything and it'll be fine?
I think you drop into anything. I feel like, especially with young quarterbacks, you know, we don't always give time, guys like the grace to have, you know, some struggles. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the amount of people who are like, maybe I'm out on C.J. Stroud, like, hey.
Yeah, let's settle down.
that's a cold boy right there, man. Yeah. Like, I would kill to have that guy quarterback in my team. So I really don't think there it matters what scheme you put him into, because even with, like, Bobby Sloak stuff, it's mostly going to be, like, outside zone stuff. But they do run bits of everything. And, you know, there's no reason to think that he couldn't excel if you want to do a spread shotgun, if you want to
– spread RP, you know, like RPO,
right,
more.
If you want to be more under center and try to drive the ball downfield, we know he can do that. Yeah. We all know he's got all the athleticism to make, like, the second play when stuff breaks down, which is kind of why the Texans offense is able to stay alive at all this year, because of his abilities back there. So I really don't think it matters who you pick. You've got the quarterback. To me, it's just finding the guy who can get this offensive line performing at the level that they should. Because even when you look at someone like Laremy Tunsil, yeah, he's in year 8, year 9, but he's only 30 years old. You know, you still should be able to get some more good football out of him. And I'd like to think that last year was just kind of a blip on the radar for that whole group.
Well, I mean, they need an offensive coordinator, and obviously Chip Kelly is not on the board anymore. That really surprising in the sense of, like, Raiders. So that tells me maybe he wasn't really on the Texans, you know, radar, so to speak.
Yeah. The Raiders, they got a little VC money coming in now.
Yeah, exactly.
now that Mark Davis has opened up the checkbooks and said, actually, I need a little help running over here. I think they made him the highest paid offensive coordinator in the league, I'm pretty sure, $6 million a year. So.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a pretty well-paid head coach if that was this money there.
Right. So that's hard to turn down, you know. You got to be flexible.
We're talking to Charles McDonald here on Yahoo Sports, or from Yahoo Sports, on In the Loop. And, I mean, I do want to kind of turn this to this Super Bowl we're ostensibly here for. Within this game, is this the best matchup that we could have gotten in the Super Bowl?
I think so. I know people are tired of this Mahomes stuff, but I got to say, I think this year has been so impressive, because I feel like this team this year is what people felt like they were watching last year with the Chiefs. Where did you lose Rashee Rice? It was like week 3, week 4 when he tore his ACL. Up until the divisional round, Xavier Worthy has mostly been like a gadget player for them. Travis Kelce's obviously not the same guy that he used to be. Mm-hmm. And to me, and we offensive line problems, right? Yeah. Joe Thuney's playing left tackle against Will Anderson in the divisional round and getting beat up, you know, for a good portion of it. But you have this singular force, 15, Patrick Mahomes. And as long as he's there, you can accomplish anything. But I feel like this team was truly mediocre, especially on offense. If you pull them out of there, I don't know if they make the playoffs, let alone, you know, be in the Super Bowl. And I think it's cool that you have this team that is batched together by him going against a team that is more talented in every single way except for a quarterback.
Right.
You know, better offensive line, better defensive line, certainly better run game, better wide receivers, better cornerbacks. But it just feels like as long as you have that guy.
But you're not ready to pick him.
Right. I'm not ready. I'm talking
about all of us.
Right. I'm not ready to pick either team yet.
Yeah.
Because the logic tells me, oh, dude, this is like a 97 overall Madden team against, you know, an 85 team that has one X factor in the middle. But it's Jordan, you know?
Right. Right.
That's the problem. So I'm fascinated by this game. And I just love, like, the storyline of – you know, he's about to have, if he can pull this off, that's an impenetrable resume
for sure.
Before 30.
And yeah.
I mean, we're already there, because last year he did the thing where, we're going to go on the road to Buffalo, we're going to go on the road to Baltimore, beat them both, and then go to the Super Bowl and win that too, and a come-from-behind victory against the 49ers. Like, if he can pull this off with a team we know isn't all that good, just Amazing stuff.
I'm curious on your thoughts on Myles Garrett, which is today's news. and, you know, what number one, whether...
Wait, hold on. Before that, can I twist your arm to stay for one more segment?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So let's take a break real quick.
All right.
You're listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're live from Radio Row. And when we come back, we'll get Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports, his opinion on what the Myles Garrett trade situation is and where he might land up. We'll do that next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.